Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. State senators took a small positive step recently when they advanced Senate Bill 711, a proposal to legalize medical marijuana. As numerous witnesses, some of them military veterans struggling with PTSD and others battling the ravages of cancer and chemotherapy, made clear in often emotional testimony, it's absurd that North Carolinians are denied an effective therapy that's legal in most states. Earlier this week, in an effort to get the latest on this long overdue proposal, as well as some other important matters pending in the General Assembly, like the debate over budget and tax issues and the future of political gerrymandering in the state, I sat down with one of the sharpest and most outspoken members of the Senate, Wake County Democrat Wiley Nickel.
Well, Senator Wiley Nickel, welcome back to News and Views. Sure is good to have you back with us.
It's great to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
An interesting time, as always, at the North Carolina General Assembly. You all are in the midst of a perhaps seemingly never-ending 2021 legislative session that's going to go on for a while. This is the time of year when we would have already passed perhaps a fiscal year 2022 state budget. The fiscal year started July 1st. We haven't done that yet. There's a lot of outstanding issues. Talk to us about what's sort of holding things up and what are the priorities you think we ought to be lifting up as these debates continue?
You know, we haven't passed a budget in the last 2 years. So the dynamic, I think, that really is important is in the Senate. You know, we have 22 Senate Democrats, and if we stick together, we can sustain the veto and get a seat at the table for Governor Cooper and for Senate Democrats. That's the goal, you know, and that's what the voters asked for. They said, listen, we want Democrats and Republicans to work together. So that's what we're trying to do. The budget is taking a lot longer than we had hoped, but we are doing all we can to fight for affordable health care, that's Medicaid expansion, you know, and investing in public education and our state's infrastructure. Those are the things that are rock solid priorities for Democrats and Governor Cooper. And, you know, I'm hopeful we're going to get there, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary time in that because maybe the recession didn't have as devastating an impact on the state budget as had been feared, and yet we were able to get some federal assistance. We're in a position right now with a little effort, we could really make a dent in some big problems in the state. The revenue is there to tackle things like our constitutional obligation to provide every child with a sound basic education under the Leandro decision. As you say, infrastructure, healthcare, these things that are, we have so many crying needs, we could really be addressing them without really raising taxes. And yet now the legislative leadership, at least in the Senate, wants to cut taxes still further, even for wealthy folks and corporations that have been doing pretty well.
The issue of revenue really is is the most important issue. It's really the issue that defines everything else. You talked about those at the top, you know, coming out of this recession doing well. Those at the top certainly are, but those at the bottom have not had the same recovery, you know, so we've got to help folks. But the question is just, what do we do with the extra revenue we have? You know, my priorities is to invest in public education and infrastructure and things that will help everybody. Senate Republicans are trying to give away even more money, billions of dollars in tax cuts to out-of-state corporations and the wealthy. And that's not going to solve anything other than help out-of-state shareholders, you know, put a few extra dollars in their pockets.
Another issue that we had maybe hoped there could be some common ground on in 2021, but it right now doesn't look very promising, is the issue of legislative redistricting. We all know that gerrymandering has become sort of this cancer on our politics across the country in recent decades. And there was some hope that maybe North Carolina was going to get past that point, that maybe we'd move on to a system of nonpartisan redistricting where we drew the districts. Politicians didn't choose their voters. Voters chose their elected officials. But is there any hope on that front, or does it look like it's still sort of more of the same?
Every year, you know, I file and sponsor legislation to get politicians out of the process so we have an independent commission to draw fair maps. But I think the question, you know, that you brought up is just crucial for this. The governor can't veto legislative maps, so Republicans are in control of both chambers. And I think that the question that will absolutely drive this process is just a simple one. It's how greedy will Republicans get when they draw their maps? And if they get really greedy, you know, I think the Supreme Court steps in and they take over and they redraw the maps. But if they get kind of only partially greedy, then, you know, I don't know if the courts will step in and we may have a Republican supermajority in our state for the next 10 years. And if you think that the voting rights laws, you know, and restrictions that we're seeing in Georgia and Texas are bad, wait until you get a Republican supermajority that isn't accountable to anyone except their primary voters, and with Governor Cooper not able to veto anything. So the fight for fair maps is absolutely crucial for the next 10 years for our state.
We're talking with State Senator Wiley Nickel, the North Carolina General Assembly, about the latter days of the 2021 legislative session, or at least we think they might be the latter days. A good chance you might still go well into the fall. One issue, rather interestingly, there's been some progress in recent weeks and months, and we seem to have maybe crossed a Rubicon, is the issue of medical marijuana. I guess for the first time in North Carolina, we're seeing bipartisan support for finally having North Carolina join the vast majority of states that have made this an option for people suffering from certain kinds of health struggles. Talk to us about that legislation, what your thoughts are on it. Does it go far enough? What's going to happen with it?
Yeah, I mean, this is a rare moment of bipartisan support. You know, you have polls that show between 72 and 80% of the state supports medical marijuana. 39 other states have some version of the law in effect. The bill you're talking to, the Compassionate Care Act, would really help a lot of people who are suffering. And frankly, it's a personal issue for me. My father, someone who would fit right into this bill, he died of cancer. And during chemotherapy and radiation, it was very, very difficult for him. And he used marijuana illegally to help, you know, during his final days. And, you know, if this bill passes, people like my dad would be able to get the help they need. You know, people with legitimate medical needs, and there are plenty of them, you know, would be able to get the help they need. It's not as far reaching as I would like, but it's a great start, and it will help a lot of people who are suffering. It'll help soldiers coming back, you know, with PTSD. We heard from a lot of them during the committee process. So I don't know if it's going to pass. You know, it's going to need more than half of Republicans before they bring it to the floor. But I think we're pretty close, and I hope folks will continue to push on this and realize that it's better to get something, and, you know, it's certainly a good start.
Yeah, I know there's been some folks who are, though they're happy about the progress of this bill, point to states like Virginia, which is obviously our neighbor to the north, which has already moved to full legalization. And indeed, we hear Senator Schumer is introducing legislation in Congress now to call for federal legalization of marijuana. It's hard to imagine the train stopping. It seems as if the momentum is building nationally for this issue. The whole idea that people are still going to jail for possessing small amounts of marijuana seems pretty remarkable in 2021.
And that's really one of the biggest issues. And when you look at who's actually going to jail, it absolutely disproportionately affects people of color. And that's just wrong. We need to let our police focus on other more pressing priorities other than going after what is largely, you know, people of color who have just a small amount of recreational marijuana on them.
And this points out an issue, another issue you've championed, which is Medicaid expansion. The hard reality is that there are hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians who don't have a doctor that they can go to get a prescription for medical marijuana, even if maybe they have one of these qualifying conditions. Because we meter out healthcare in such a stingy way in this state, there's, again, it's going to be maybe two classes of people when it comes to access to what could be a very beneficial medical treatment.
We've got to move forward on this issue. It'll mean more revenue for the state. It'll mean safety for folks, you know, who are going to continue to go and get marijuana illegally in these extreme cases, especially. So most other states have done this, and, you know, it's time for North Carolina to join the list.
Senator Wiley Nickel, we thank you for your outspoken leadership on so many issues in the North Carolina Senate. You bring a great spirit to it and a lot of intelligence to a lot of these debates. And those are in rare supply sometimes in our state. So we thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope to come back and look forward to talking to you soon.
Coming up next, we'll talk to the author of a new book that examines the troubled and troubling history of racism at the University of North Carolina. Don't go away.